the issue of casual contact. There's a very well-known shuvah in Moshe Feinstein's Igros Eben Ezer Chelek Beis, Simen Yudalid, back from 1960, where he was asked about traveling during rush hour on trains and buses, when it is extremely likely that one will be bumped or bumped by or bumped into women. And he was asked, is that a problem of Nagia Ba'arayos if one travels during rush hour when it's inevitable he's going to come into physical contact with women? So Rav Moshe says the following. He says, there's a famous shita of the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. And the Rambam is of the opinion in Hilchos Issuri Bia that the Isser of Lo Sikrevu Legalos Erva, do not come close to Gilui Arayos. According to the Rambam, that Israel de Araisa of Lo Sikrevu means even hugging or kissing, affectionate forms of physical contact, according to the Rambam, with Arayos are Asur Min HaTorah. So Rav Moshe says, even according to the Shita of the Rambam, but that Isra de Araisa only applies to affectionate physical contact. However, says Rav Moshe, if one comes into physical contact with an erva, which is not bederech taiva, it's not bederech chiba, it's not in any way that indicates affection or desire, then, says Rav Moshe, there is no iser at all. And he quotes a shach in Hilchos Nida. Shach in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim first, and Simon Kufn and Zion, and Ashachan Hilchos Nida Simon Kuf Tzari Hei, to indicate that even Isra Mejabanan does not apply when there is Negiya Shalom B'derech Taiva and Shalom B'derech Chiba. And the Ashachan Hilchos Nida makes an important distinction. The Ashachan Hilchos Nida says that although in general, when there is no negia b'derech taiva or b'derech chiba, there's no iser at all. But with one's wife, who's a nida, there were more machmer. Not because, in general, by arayos, there's an iser of negia shelo b'derech taiva, shelo b'derech chiba. But by one's wife, who's a nida, there's an added stringency of hachakos, since there's obviously a much greater degree of comfort there. There's an added stringency of hachakos, and therefore, by one's wife, who's a nida, the Shach says, we do not allow even Shelo B'derech Taiva and Shelo B'derech Chiba for Negiya. So that, says Rav Moshe, is an important distinction. By Hilchos Nida, there's an Isser of Hachakos, so even contact, which is Shelo B'derech Chiba, Shelo B'derech Taiva, not affectionate in nature, is going to be Usser. But with regard to other Arayos, not one's wife who's Nida, but other Arayos, even if it is a woman who's married to somebody else, even if it is a non-Jew, whatever the case might be, other arayas, there is no iser, even drabanan, says Rav Moshe, of casual contact, shelo b'derech taiva, shelo b'derech chiba. This is the strict letter of the law heter for a doctor who treats a female patient. Why is that permissible? The answer is because it's negiya shelo b'derech taiva, shelo b'derech chiba, and therefore, if it's not one's own wife who's a nida, it's a different erva, it is not forbidden. So Rav Moshe, therefore, in this discussion, in this tshuva, Halacha L'maisa writes, he says that traveling on the buses, on the subways, during rush hour, when it is inevitable that one is going to be bumped by women or into women, says Rav Moshe, there should be no iser there, even drabanan, because it's not derech taiva, it's not derech chiba. Rav Moshe then adds, he says, what about sitting on one of those narrow subway seats next to a woman? So Moshe says, if there's no other place to sit, now obviously you don't go looking for that chair, but there's no other seat to sit in, he says again, that's not derech taiva, it's not derech chiba, and that also is not forbidden. Okay, if one wants to stand, that certainly is, preferred option, but Moshe doesn't say that, he doesn't spell that out. He says, Leshev Eitzel Isha Kishaleka Mokum Acher. When there's no other place to sit, he says that's permissible. He does caution, however, that if one knows that certainly sitting next to a woman or traveling during rush hour on these subways, on these buses, will bring about hirhurei aveira, inappropriate thoughts, then a Moshe says he's trying to avoid it, obviously. As the heter is, if it's going to cause one to have inappropriate thoughts, then for sure it should be avoided. Certainly sitting next to a woman in that case would not be recommended. But the heter is based on the fact that it's not derech taiv, it's not derech chiba, and assuming, says Moshe, that one's not going to come to hirhurei aveira as a result. Rav Moshe recommends, if one has to travel on buses or subways during rush hour, you do whatever you can to avoid hirhurei aveira, think about other things, think in learning, think about work, whatever you have to do to distract yourself so that even the inevitable pushing, bumping, and physical contact does not lead one to hirhurei aveira. So moving on from that tshuva, Rav Moshe has a number of other tshuvas that discuss the issue of handshakes. In Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, 1957, Rav Moshe says, in response to a question, that shaking a woman's hand is obviously usur, even if a woman is unmarried, but she's an ida, it is forbidden to shake her hand, period. That's shaking hands, you're not allowed to shake hands with women, period. However, in Eben HaEzer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Vav, he was asked, what about a woman extends her hand to you first? You're not the one who's initiating the handshake. She's extending her hand to you. You initiating the handshake, that clearly is forbidden. He says, Pashit Sha'asr. No heter for that. But what happens if she extends her hand to you? So Reb Moshe was asked by someone who says, I saw Yesh Mekilin Af Miyirei Hashem. I saw even, serious Jewish men who are Yirei Shemayim are lenient. If a woman extends her hand first, they return the hand. So Moshe responds with a limud schus. He says, perhaps, ulai sovereign, maybe they assume de'ein ze derech chiba v'taiva. Maybe they assume this is not considered affectionate contact. Meaning, clearly we saw in the first tshuva by the subways and buses that if it's not affectionate contact, there's no isser, even drabana. So Moshe says, maybe these who are lenient to extend their hand in return to a woman or put her hand out first, maybe they assume that that is not considered derech chiba v'derech taiva. But Moshe himself says, l'maisa kasha l'smochaza. He himself is not comfortable with that heter. He does not recommend ideally relying on that. I saw, as an aside, Rav Avadya Yosef's son, in discussing this issue, recalls how his father, Rav Avadya, when he was honored with the Pras Yisrael for his many, many volumes of published works of Yabir Omer. So in front of thousands of people in the audience, he was rewarded by Golda Meir with the Pras Yisrael, and she extended her hand to him, and he just shook his head at her and let it be. So as embarrassing as a public situation gets, it's probably about as bad as it gets when you have the Prime Minister visiting in front of thousands of people putting out her hand to you, and Rav Avadya obviously was not so mech on this heter, like Rav Moshe, who says, it's kasha l'smochaza. Rav Moshe, again in Eben Ezra, Chelek Dalid, Simen Lamed Beis, says that those who are lenient assume or rely on the fact shelo ya'aseh luhu derech chiba v'taiva, that returning the handshake would not be done in a manner of affection of chiba v'taiva. Then Rav Moshe was asked, well, how come you allowed going in the subways, going in the buses? You said that was okay, so why can't you return a handshake? So Moshe draws the following distinction. He says, by the buses and subways, leka kim'at l'kulhu inyan chiba. By the buses and subways, there is nothing at all that involves any possibility of affection. But Rav Moshe apparently felt that when one's returning a handshake and intentionally doing something which is creating physical contact, that was something which should be avoided, because apparently either that he was afraid might involve derech chiba v'taiva more than the inadvertent bumping in the subways and the buses. So clearly Moshe is uneasy with this heter of returning the hand and recommends it should be avoided, obviously whenever possible. According to Moshe, doesn't say whenever possible. Moshe says just avoid it. He says, kash l'smochaza. There are other poskim who take the strict letter of the law approach that it's not being done b'derech chiba b'derech taiva, and therefore allow one to return the handshake. Perhaps we've heard of a recommendation of not to return a firm handshake, because there's a concern maybe that would be more conducive to Derech Chiba v'Derech Taiva. In fact, there is a Ben Ish Chai who writes that, you know, when you really like somebody, you extend your hand to him or to her, the firmer the handshake, the more excited the handshake, the more indicative it is of friendship and of excitement to see such a person. So perhaps along those lines, there are those that recommend, if one is in a situation where you have to return a hand, at least try not to do it with a firm handshake, and try to do it with just a not to be embarrassed, you shake my hand, I'm not shaking yours kind of approach. It gets a little more difficult when you're at a business interview and you have to indicate that you are confident and full of energy and capable of doing whatever the job will throw at you. That's when Rabbi Willig likes to say you return the bone crusher handshake. That certainly avoids derech chippa, derech taiva. So that might be the option under those circumstances. But clearly, lechatchili try to avoid whatever possible, whatever you can think of in advance of carrying something in both hands to avoid having to return the handshake. And the exceptional circumstances when one is in a situation where you can't afford to embarrass the person who extended her hand to you, and you must return the handshake, or else the repercussions would not be too pleasant. Okay, there are those posts that allow it, but again, Moshe Lechatchila says that's kasha lismuch al zeh, so one should obviously, whenever possible, do his best to avoid it. Otherwise, you have the strict letter of the law. That's not b'derech chiba v'derech taiva. There is no iser as long as one is careful to avoid any hirhuri avera or any at all possibility of shaking the hand in a manner that would imply any sort of affection. What about the flip side? What about the flip side?